Picture this. Global disruptions have made grocery store shelves unreliable, and your garden has transformed from weekend hobby to survival necessity. This isn't dystopian fiction. It's the reality Steve Solomon prepares us for in Gardening When It Counts. Unlike glossy gardening books promising perfect harvests with minimal effort, Solomon delivers hard-earned wisdom from decades of growing food through both prosperity and hardship. At 63, he feeds his household year-round from his Tasmanian garden, offering practical approaches for serious food production amid looming resource constraints. His methods gained unexpected validation when celebrities like Nicole Kidman embraced self-sufficient gardening during recent global disruptions, recognizing what Solomon foresaw years earlier. Growing your own food isn't just satisfying, it may soon be essential. Our civilization faces an inevitable transition away from oil dependency, with profound implications for food production. As necessities become more expensive while wages stagnate, many will turn to growing food, only to discover that popular intensive gardening methods require unsustainable resources. History offers valuable lessons. During Britain's 1930-1950s hardships, government allotments of 2,700 square feet made the difference between health and hunger. When Cuba faced crisis after the Soviet collapse, urban gardens of one-third acre produced 60% of the nation's vegetables. For a family of two adults, about 2,000 square feet can supply half your daily calories year-round, with potatoes producing more nutrition per square foot than any grain. Every vegetable began as a wild plant transformed through human cultivation. While wild plants compete fiercely for resources, our vegetables lack these survival skills. Wild plants toughen during drought and adapt to shade and poor soil. Vegetables typically become inedible or die under similar conditions. Luther Burbank described domestication as a contract. Plants change according to human desires, while humans provide better growing conditions. This relationship has created plants with bigger leaves, lettuce, enlarged flowers, broccoli, fewer but fatter seeds, beans, enlarged roots, carrots, and tastier fruits, tomatoes. Vegetables fall into three categories based on soil needs: low demand, beans, peas, medium demand, lettuce, potatoes, and high demand, requiring consistently moist, nutritious soil. If any essential nutrient is deficient, growth will be limited regardless of other nutrients' abundance. Solomon recommends maintaining two garden areas. While one grows vegetables, the other rests under grass and clover for 3 to 5 years, rebuilding organic matter and restoring soil health. Forget the garden center's endless gadgets. For managing up to a quarter acre, you need just four essential tools: a combination shovel, a common hoe, a bow rake, and a metal file to keep them sharp. The game changer is proper tool maintenance. A shovel sharpened with a 15 bevel penetrates soil effortlessly, making gardening accessible even for those with modest strength. Similarly, a sharpened hoe slices through weeds rather than requiring exhausting chopping. Quality matters tremendously. Commercial hardware stores or landscaper supply companies offer tools worth the investment, as cheap versions prove frustrating and ultimately more expensive. A quality shovel should last 10-20 years. Beyond these basics, add a wheelbarrow with wooden handles and pneumatic tire, a 5-6 quart sprayer, sharp paring knives for seedling thinning, and several buckets. After use, clean tools with a wire brush and apply light oil. At season's end, coat wooden handles with warmed coconut oil to prevent roughening. Garden centers overflow each spring with customers making critical mistakes. They rush to put in the garden all at once, purchasing seedlings and seeds that yield disappointing harvests. Most garden center seedlings have serious problems. They're often improperly hardened off, pot-bound, mislabeled, or inappropriate varieties. Some vegetables, like carrots and beets, shouldn't be transplanted at all. They either fail to develop properly or get so severely set back that direct-seeded plants quickly catch up. The solution? Grow your own seedlings, but only for crops that truly benefit from transplanting: tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants. Use your own garden soil mixed with compost instead of commercial mixes. For pots, improvise with milk containers, paper cups, or newspaper cylinders. Garden center seed racks have declined in quality since the 1970s as retail chains squeezed profits, resulting in poor germination and plants that don't match variety descriptions. For serious gardeners, especially those relying on their garden for food, quality seeds are vital. Each crop has limited planting windows, and poor seeds waste these opportunities. The worst scenario is when seeds germinate but produce weak plants or poor yields without time to replant. No single catalog can offer varieties that thrive everywhere. Seeds perform best when the supplier's trial grounds match your climate zone. Short season, northern U.S. Canada, moderate and middle states, warm, southern states, or maritime, Pacific Northwest, England. When purchasing seeds, seek companies with in-house germination standards exceeding legal requirements who conduct regular testing. Companies serving market gardeners typically maintain higher standards than those catering only to home gardeners. Seed longevity follows a simple formula. Every 10F temperature increase plus 1% increase in seed moisture have storage life. For home storage, use silica gel desiccant in airtight containers like canning jars kept refrigerated or cool. Pre-1930s vegetable gardens thrived without running water, using rainfall patterns and moisture-conserving techniques. Today's intensive gardening relies on abundant piped water, a luxury threatened by climate change and rising energy costs. Spacing dramatically affects water needs. Lettuce at 6-inch spacing requires frequent watering, while at 12 inches it needs only weekly watering. Tomatoes at 18 inches apart need daily summer water, but at 4 feet can often survive on rainfall alone. Wider spacing reduces yield per square foot, but produces larger vegetables requiring less harvesting time. The fertigation bucket offers efficient moisture and nutrition delivery. This 5-gallon bucket with small holes near the bottom, filled with fertilizer and water and buried between plants, boosts yield significantly. Oregon experiments showed winter squash vines, given just 20 gallons of fertigation water, yielded 50 pounds each versus 20 pounds from unfertigated plants. A simple jar test to determine soil clay content helps optimize watering frequency. Sandy soils need frequent light watering, while clay soils benefit from deeper, less frequent irrigation, preventing both underwatering and overwatering. Gardening isn't just about growing food, it's about cultivating resilience. Solomon's approach offers a pathway to self-reliance through wider spacing, understanding soil fertility, selecting appropriate tools, and choosing quality seeds. These practices create gardens that thrive with minimal external inputs. As resource constraints intensify, those who can grow substantial food with limited water, without chemical fertilizers, and using saved seeds will possess something invaluable: the ability to feed themselves and their communities regardless of external conditions. Start small, but think big. Begin with easier crops like kale, potatoes, and beans while building skills. Create compost from local materials and save seeds from your best performers. View challenges as learning opportunities that bring you closer to true garden wisdom. In a world of increasing uncertainty, your garden becomes more than a hobby. It's an act of hope, resilience, and practical preparation. These skills may prove to be your most valuable investment. Your garden isn't just growing food, it's growing freedom.